Rainbow.
Have you ever seen rainbow? Of course you have. Of course you have. I've seen it in few times in Korea, perhaps less than 10 in 30 years. I don't know why it's very rare in Korea. In Korea, spotting a rainbow was very rare, making it a potentially lucky day, even prompting thoughts of buying a lottery ticket. So if I seen that, that's lucky day. Oh my God, God gave me some luck. So just go to buy lottery ticket, but never win. Contrastingly, I've often seen rainbow in Melbourne, but yet the idea of buying a lottery ticket never crosses my mind because it's too common here. In Genesis 9:8-17, we witness the establishment of a covenant between God and Noah. After the devastating flood, God set a rainbow in the sky as a sign of his promise, a promise to never again destroy the earth with a flood. The rainbow became a symbol of hope, assurance, and God's unwavering love for his creation. On the other hand, Mark 1:9-15 introduces us to the baptism of Jesus. As Jesus emerges from the waters, the heavens open and the Spirit descends like a dove. God's voice echoes, proclaiming, "You are my beloved Son with you. I'm well pleased." Jesus, the Son of God, marks the beginning of a new covenant, a covenant of grace, redemption, and eternal salvation. And it opens the way to us to gain salvation and a new relationship with God through the new covenant, Jesus Christ. Both readings are related to the covenant through the rainbow and Jesus Christ. Interestingly, I found that the meaning of the covenant may serve as a bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament in Korean perspectives. In Korean, the Old Testament is called Guyak. Gu means old. Yak means covenant. So in meaning old covenant in Korean. While the New Testament is called Shinyak. Shin means new. Yak means covenant. So it means new covenant. So Jesus looks like a rainbow bridge connecting God and humanity in Korean perspectives as the sign of the new covenant connecting between past, present, future, and each center of human history. The rainbow story serves as a visual reminder, a prelude to the ultimate covenant fulfilled in Jesus Christ, offering hope amid life's storm. So do you know the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow? I think you know very well. Thank you. Thanks you. The theme song of the Wizard of Oz, Australia, which is a 1939 American musical fantasy film. 1939. I wasn't there. Yeah. I was born 1979. Someone maybe was born before that day, anyway. The lyrics of this song express a longing for a better place, a place beyond the challenges and struggles of life. Of course, this is not for Christians. Nevertheless, in the context of our theme, we can see a parallel between the yearning in the song and our own longing for the eternal promise of God. The rainbow, as a symbol of diversity and harmony, has gained social significance in recent times. I think this is not only for something like social justice. I think diversity and harmony are the core of the church community as well. The Apostle Paul went around various countries and cultures and met diverse people. Many parts of the New Testament are about diverse churches and people overseas. He spoke and encouraged them for unity in the love of Christ, even though they were different and even in conflict. In the love of Christ, we are called to coexist and harmonize within the diverse tapestry of humanity. The rainbow becomes a powerful reminder that just as different colors blend to create a beautiful spectrum, we, as the body of Christ, can coexist and harmonize in His love, transcending culture, ethnic, and social boundaries. Jesus is the rainbow of salvation and the sign of the covenant of God's love for us. He reminds us of God's covenant for Noah. The rainbow in the scripture means a sign of God's covenant, a reflection of the hope found in Christ, and a call to coexist and harmonize in His love in human history. As we navigate the storm of life, may we fix our eyes on Jesus, the ultimate rainbow of salvation, and may our lives radiate His love in the diverse and harmonious melody of His grace. May the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Him. So now, this sermon is closing with a YouTube video of Somewhere Over the Rainbow by 8-year-old girl Rima Marvin singing it with Christian lyrics. Okay, please play. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we reflect on the covenant revealed through the rainbow and the baptism of Jesus, we thank you for the hope, assurance, and love they signify. May we, like the diverse colors of the rainbow, coexist and harmonize in your love. In storms and calm, fix our eyes on Jesus, the ultimate rainbow of salvation. His peace guard our hearts and minds. We pray in the name of Jesus, our rainbow, and the new covenant. Amen.